Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long with ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And when you're watching the NFL, you will notice something very interesting. At the beginning of the season, many people nationally thought, all right, how long before Aaron Rodgers gets injured? So here we are in week number 5, Chris, and the Steelers have a bye week. But going into week number 5, these are your quarterbacks of record. 4, the Cleveland Browns, Dillon Gabriel. 4, the Baltimore Ravens, Cooper Rush. 4, the Cincinnati Bengals, Jake Browning. And 4, the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's Aaron Rodgers. Isn't it wild how things work? And so this is where we are right now. And, you know, all you need to know about the Cincinnati Bengals and the problems they're having is, you know, look at the quarterback hits and sacks. And I looked this up because I thought it was interesting, and it's confirmed. Remember Andrew Luck when he played with the Colts, right? He got hit all the time, eventually decided it's a business decision. I got to protect my life. I'm not
going to
keep...
David Carr?
Well, David Carr, I didn't look at his stats, but he got sacked a lot. 185 sacks for Andrew Luck in 94 games, okay?
That's a lot.
Joe Burrow in 71 games, 201 sacks. Now, you wonder why he's out again with injury.
Sure.
They've never really
addressed...
And people
are blaming the offensive line now for his turf toe out in Cincinnati. Have you heard that? So they're giving those guys a hard time. But you look at right now, they can always say that the schedule's this, the schedule's that preseason, and when the schedule comes out, I think in April. But the reality is you don't know until you get into the season and injuries start happening. Injuries as much a part of a game as blocking and tackling
is now.
Absolutely. And so you look at this. I'm looking at the AFC North right now, like you talked about. I mean, the Bengals. Jake Browning. I mean, that guy looks like he should be sat down, and they need to put somebody else in there. He's playing horrible the last two games. Really, I hate being so critical, but he's not playing well. They're being outscored, 80-something to 10 or 13?
Their defense stinks, too, though. They can't stop anyone.
When you're on the field so much, too, right? When your offense is going three and out. And then you look at the Ravens. I mean, the Bengals have lost two in a row. The Ravens have lost two in a row. Now, this Ravens really – it could be the other way around. They're two fumbles away from a guy, Derrick Henry, who being 3-1, right? And so they're not going away. The Ravens aren't going to go away. They're a tough team. But they've lost two in a row, and Lamar Jackson will be back at some point.
Yeah, but in the meantime, they have a tough game this week, I think, even though it's at home against Houston with no Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and the dual threat, really what makes them so good is, are you going to give the ball to Derrick Henry? Is Lamar Jackson going to keep the ball? Lamar Jackson's much more precise with his throws than he was early in his career. But they've lost two in a row. And then you look at the Browns, they've lost one. Now they got a rookie playing Dillon Gabriel, like you said. So this is looking like in the beginning of the year, the preseason, they were saying the Steelers are probably the third best team in this division. Now they're saying, now we're looking at the Steelers are number one, and they're up by a game with the Bengals coming down the pike here and the Bengals on the ropes. I mean, if I look at Bengals and Ravens, they're both, you know, lost two games in a row. I think the Ravens have a better chance of coming back than the Bengals. I think the Bengals are in trouble.
Yeah, the Bengals, I would think, even though their head coach, Zach Taylor, today said, I trust Jake Browning. We don't need another quarterback. I disagree with that. if you're going to salvage this season at all, you're going to need better quarterback play. And there are guys out there who can be had. Russell Wilson's no longer going to be the quarterback with the Giants. He's available potentially. Jameis Winston, also with the Giants, is never going to play.
Mason Rudolph, go get Mason.
Well, they may do. I mean, they and Kirk Cousins. I don't know. Whoever they want, they're going to probably have to make a move. And I don't think it's Jake Browning's fault exclusively. Their offensive line has been bad. And as a result, you see the frustration. Last week, I watched their game against Kansas City. No, who did they play last week? They got pounded Denver. And what I saw on the faces of Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins was almost like, really? This is what we have?
No, frustration, sheer frustration. Yeah. There's no question about it. And those are two of the best, you know, the best combo in the NFL, arguably. And Ja'Marr Chase, that you can argue, is the best receiver in the NFL. So the reality is that this is a very frustrated city, very frustrated team, because they have all the pieces to be good, but they don't have the – I mean, this is a quarterback-driven sport, Pomp. At every level, high school, college, football, Pop Warner. If you have a good quarterback and you have an elite quarterback, you're going to win ball games. And this team went from a team that was supposed to contend for the Super Bowl preseason to now being a team that might be getting the first pick next year.
Well, here's the thing. You're going to have – in Cincinnati's case, though, last year we saw it. They had to score 40 points a game, 38 points a game to win because their defense was that bad. Coming into this season, given the fact that they signed Chase and Higgins to long-term deals, they have Burrow all this money, they knew – that they're going to have to score more because their defense wasn't addressed other than Hendrickson finally getting a deal, but they need more than him. So now, this is my next question for you. The next few weeks, you have an off week this week, bye week. Cleveland has to go to London and play Minnesota with Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
The next opponent for Cleveland
then
is
they
Pittsburgh.
Come home and go on the road to come here to Pittsburgh.
No, they play Pittsburgh next.
No, that's what I'm saying. Cleveland is in London. Then they go home. Then they come here. They go on the road again.
Right. So, and to me, with a young quarterback, that's a recipe for disaster. So that's a game that I feel highly confident they should win. 3 days later, they go to Cincinnati. Thursday nights have not been good for the Steelers overall. They struggle, especially if it was Cleveland. It's Cincinnati instead. So do you think they should be 5-1 after these next two games before they get into a much more difficult
They should,
part of
their schedule. But we know the games that are supposed to be won, sometimes the Steelers struggle with those games in years past. So hopefully with more of a veteran team, with some of the guys they signed in the offseason, with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, they don't let that happen. But the reality is when you look at these two games on paper, they should be 5-1. But that's why you go out and play the games. And the Browns are going to play them tough. Those are division games, coaches that are very familiar with each other. Steelers have always struggled. Even though they win, they struggle when they go in Cincinnati. It's a tough game, tough place to play. And so it looks like it could be, but I would say that I could see them losing one of those games too.
Well, I think they have to go 5-1 because of what lies ahead. Then they have the Packers coming to Pittsburgh. Now, the good thing is three of the next four at home. Then you have the Colts in Pittsburgh. Those are teams, like, I didn't know if the Colts were going to be this good. I thought Danny Dimes, Indiana Jones, whatever you prefer, was going to be a decent quarterback for them. But he's immediately coming.
Well, I remember being here for week one, and you picked the Colts to be pretty good, be there at the end.
I picked them to win their division.
And you said Daniel Jones was going to be and have a breakout year.
So that was my team that I looked at and said, this is the team in that division. I wasn't sold on Houston. So, but we'll see how that goes. But you got Packers, Colts, Chargers, Bengals again after that. So when you look at those four games, and we always do the Ford road ahead on our
at
TV
Chargers
broadcast.
Too, primetime.
At Chargers, right.
Yeah, those are tough games right there. And I think the Packers, it'll be interesting to see how the Steelers offensive line do against Micah Parsons, right? I mean, he's coming in
town.
Well,
they scored Dallas scored 40. George Pickens had a huge night against that defense.
Yeah, but listen, the reality is Micah Parsons is going to come in here. Offensive line is not, you know, needs to continue to improve, but he is an elite player. He's coming home, if you will, because he played at Penn State, so let's say he's coming home. This is going to be an exciting game for him. And then you look at the next game with the Colts going on the road. Is the weather going to be a factor? Who knows? You know, that's a few weeks away. I think that that game's very winnable.
So if you had to make a bet, Chris, right now, that the Steelers would win the AFC North, would you feel confident with that bet?
100%. 100%. Right now, the way things are going, they're reeling with the injuries that they have. I mean, it's not like the Ravens have – they have a lot of injuries on defense too, right?
Yeah,
it's not just Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, out for the year, and that's a big
one. Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of big injuries. So they're in a tough spot, and you can see the frustration on Harbaugh's face in his post-game interviews and such. So I look at right now thinking the Steelers are in the best position. Now, they better either keep getting the ball out at 2.16 seconds a clip, or they better do a better job protecting Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers, when he doesn't get rid of the ball very quickly, it gets hit a lot.
Right. So, and that's going to be the thing.
And I have a lot of confidence in Mason Rudolph, but like I said, there's an element to Aaron Rodgers' game that he elevates the players around him to a degree that most quarterbacks can't.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So when we look at the Steelers now, they're going to get a week off. When they resume, at some point I think they're going to be healthy enough to put – Jalen Ramsey, Joey Porter Jr., and Slay back there together, the way they kind of anticipated this would be when the season started, but injuries have taken that away from them. When you watch the secondary, we talked to the linebackers, we talked about defensive line. When you see the secondary, what do you think so far? They've had miscommunication issues for sure.
And that's interesting to me. Down. You have a lot of veterans back there, right? I mean, a lot of veterans. I think that calmed down a little, but you still had a couple of miscommunications, even with Deshaun Elliott back there, but it's happening too much. And, somebody made an excuse a couple weeks back, which I know that Steeler brass does not like excuses about the fans being too loud and it's hard to communicate. I remember the night before a game with Butts there. Keith Butler was our coach. Dickie LeBeau was the D coordinator. And Butts was the one who gave the signals to Potsy and to our defensive calls to James Ferrier. They would all meet half hour before our defensive meeting to go over the signals. Every single signal. I'm sure they're still doing that, but there shouldn't be no communication. Everybody should be on the same page. Even as Coach LeBeau used to say, listen, guys, there's a lot of times I make the wrong call, but if you're all on the same page, if you're all running the same defense, you're going to make me right. What's happening out there, it's happening far too often where the Steelers defense, not everybody's on the same page, they're not running the same defense. That's why you're seeing guys running wide open. That's why Jordan Addison was wide open. And so they've got to improve there. If there's one thing that the Steelers need to work on is this bye week, it's communication. It's under everybody getting on the same page, everybody running the same defense. It's happening too much.
Well, you saw that one play we referenced earlier, the Jordan Addison.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Terrell Austin took blame for that. He said it was his fault. He put too much on their plates. Seemed to me like Chuck Clark was the guy who was victimized on that. I know it's never easy to try to finger –
He's trying He's trying to take pressure off his players. Those are professionals. They're being paid a lot of money. Too much on their plate. They have no other jobs. They have nothing else to do. Right? they're not going to class and studying. Their job, their class is NFL football, is studying that game plan, understanding what's being asked of them. They have around the clock. They're in that facility from 7 a.m. until 5 in the evening. They got plenty of time. To say that they're putting too much on them, these guys are professional football players making millions of dollars. I don't buy that excuse. I know he's trying to take the pressure off his players, and that's a great coach to do that, but the reality is that's not a good excuse.
All right, taking a look at the schedule coming up here in Week 5, I'd be interested to get your take on this and where the Steelers may end up benefiting again, because the Bengals are at home this week with all their problems, and of all teams, Detroit comes there. So You would think at this point they're going to lose that game, correct?
This is going to be a knockout punch right here, maybe.
It might be. I mean, and then the next game after that, they're going to have to worry about the Steelers. So if they're going to knockout punch, these next 2 weeks will decide. You got Detroit and Pittsburgh coming into Cincinnati.
Yeah. I mean, listen, they're 2-2. They've lost two in a row. They're, you know, after losing Joe Burrow. If they lose four in a row after and lose to the Lions and the Steelers, not two good teams, right? That might be the knockout punch. That might put them on the ropes, and they might end up be on the way palm to being the number one overall pick next year.
Which is something I don't think people counted on. No, I know one thing, if that happens.
People are there are people that were selecting them to go to the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, I know. Well, with Burrow, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, and you talk about a quarterback lead. Nobody, you know, if you look at a team and nobody will look at that situation and say Joe Burrow isn't the most important. He is by far. And you may argue that he's the most important. He's the most important quarterback to his team than any team. Mahomes is – They have things. I wonder if Mahomes got out for a long period of time, what they would look like. But I still think they would do better than what Cincinnati has done without Burrow. They don't have a lot on their defense. They are really getting just
maybe now
out.
When they have Worthy back and they have, you know, a little more pieces.
Rashee Rice is coming back.
But 2 weeks ago, I don't know if you could say that with Worthy opens up that offense a little bit more. You know, Kelce slowed down a little bit, so I don't know if you could say that. But I mean, the reality is that you're seeing the teams that have franchise quarterbacks, elite quarterbacks, and how well they're playing, and then you're seeing teams that don't. And you always got a chance when you have an elite quarterback. Nobody was panicking when the Chiefs started off slow because they got Mahomes. And they know they're going to come back. They know that in December, early January, the Chiefs are going to be there in the hunt.
Right.
And so just because of Mahomes.
I saw their game this past week against Baltimore. And people, I think Tony Romo made a good point because I remember this. Tom Brady was playing in Kansas City several years ago.
Yeah.
When people thought that was the end of the Brady mystique. They had beaten them pretty badly. Brady looked bad. That's it. Tom Brady's done. No, not so fast. I think people were starting to think that about Kansas City. Not so much about Mahomes, but just their team.
Well, the team was getting
old.
I
would never rule them out of anything.
No, with Mahomes and Andy Reid, no way. I mean, think about it. You got Andy Reid, who's one of the best coaches of all time. Top
Spagnuolo's one of the best defensive coaches
of all time. And then Mahomes, who is still considered, you know, top three quarterbacks in the NFL, I would have to say.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy still plays at a high level. And so the reality is you're never out of it. You're always going to have a chance to win. And they started off slow. They had injuries. But everybody's starting off slow now because they're not playing these guys in August. But I expect the Chiefs to be there in December.
As a division winner or a wild card?
They got a tough division. I tell you, those Chargers
but they lost
tough.
Last week, and now they have Washington this week, which is going to be a very
I think Jim Harbaugh is a really, really good coach. Wherever he goes, he wins. They're going to be there. I think it's going to come down to a game or two here or there, who wins that division between the Chiefs and the Chargers.
The 15-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19. Do you say route or route?
Route.
Route. Route 19 in Peters Township. You can listen to The Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And it's time to bring you the weather. Today, cloudy sun mix, which is a nice thing, a high of 77 Broderick Jones, a low of 47 Mel Blunt. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. So what are you going to do on a bye week here, Chris?
You don't have to work with us in the studio. I'm actually going to go see my kids. I'm going to go out to Utah.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah, I'd love to see my kids. And
where are you going to park your car, just out of curiosity?
Globe. Park my car at Globe. But, I'm going to go out. I'm leaving. You know, it's homecoming this weekend, right? So my kids are going homecoming Saturday night, or I would have left earlier. And then Sunday morning, I'm going to leave and go see my kids. My older kids will be here, stay here.
You have a great family. And
I'm super blessed.
About it, yes.
So I'm going to go out to BYU. My daughter's on the gymnastics team out there. My son's out there, Nate. And so go spend a couple days with them. And then maybe hit California for a couple of days. So just get away and then come back, and got to get back for the North Allegheny game on Friday night.
Yes, you do. Plus, of course, the Steelers.
And plus, we got,
Cleveland.
Steelers and Cleveland.
We have a lot to do after
the game.
Got
some things I got to do there.
All right. And look who comes in and surprise. You know, hey, Andrew Filippone. Have you seen his six pack?
No, stop it. Please stop.
I say that because he's been working his butt off.
Want me to show you mine?
Show me yours, I'm sure you have better.
I'm not showing you anything.
There it is, brother.
That's pretty good.
Bro, what you going to do when the pony comes after you?
How about this guy? Let me ask you a question.
Ask me a question, pony.
How does Puka Nacua last until the fifth round?
What a beat. You know why? Because he wasn't trying to play.
You were at BYU. Why didn't you call the Steelers scouts and say, hey, bro, this is the next. Phony. He plays like Hines Ward.
Bro, but let me tell you,
he is a 2025 Hines Ward.
There's no question. Let me tell you, but he wasn't that kind of player at BYU. He made some big catches, combat catches. I thought he was good.
But aren't the scouts supposed to tell you there was something there? And why did no team until the fifth round?
But it comes back to this. Matthew Stafford makes him a better player. When you have an elite quarterback that can put the ball in places that other quarterbacks can't, I think that, like Aaron Rodgers, he elevates, we're talking about this earlier, yeah. Aaron Rodgers elevates the play of everybody else because he puts the ball where my ninth grade daughter can catch the ball, right?
That's twice that's the thing is,
the reality is that Matthew Stafford, would he have been that kind of player coming into this league? I remember a guy coming out of BYU named Austin Colley. Remember that name played for the Colts?
Concussions.
But he was a good player in college.
But at the fifth round.
But Peyton Manning elevated him, made him an incredible player. When you have elite quarterbacks, they're able to take a fifth rounder and make him play like a first rounder.
He might be the best receiver in the league right now.
But I thought they were in a position to add some receivers.
He's always been a tough sucker.
Team.
What's that?
But that's Steelers DNA.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's Ben Skowronek on steroids right there.
It's interesting that you – on steroids, you're right. It's interesting that you compare him to Hines Ward because, you know, when I think back
in my mind – He plays just like Hines.
He does.
I know.
He's tough.
But he's also capable of taking it longer.
No doubt.
I mean, he can do it. Puka Nacua.
Puka Nacua.
All these teams
what
missed.
What a name,
even,
too, right?
Even the Rams missed how many times?
But he's supposed to not miss because he's watching them every week, Bob. That's
well,
my
point. You know what they do at BYU? They get hammered. They don't even remember what's going on.
Yeah, but the Steelers don't care what I think. They got their system. They got their guys. No, I mean, he's a great player. And he's killing it in terms of fantasy football, right?
Yeah.
I have 33 teams, Chris.
You're kidding.
I can't even manage
one. How do you do that with your – you have so much on your plate. I don't understand how you would have the time to do that.
Every day during the season, when I wake up, I give myself a half hour to look at the team, and then I give myself a half hour before I go to bed, and then I'm out.
Why don't you just let AI take over? Artificial intelligence. Just put it up to AI and just –
Chris is a big proponent of AI.
Are you really?
Yes, yeah.
Big proponent.
We'll talk about it commercial.
Okay.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pony?
Chat.
Six pack. I have a keg, and I'm not going to show it. Appreciate it, Chris Hokey, bro.
Hey,
76.
Love you, brother.
Bob,
thank
we're
you.
Bypassing the biggest news of the day. Pony is producing the PM team today.
Oh,
how about that?
Bring him back in here. Is he going into your booth right now?
Yeah, he actually is.
All right, so
there he is.
So he's
the producer
going to,
of the PM team today has just stepped into the booth.
How about that?
Take a look at it, Pony. This is what you're operating.
I
with
gotta
for
believe
hours.
He's on training wheels. Somebody's gonna have to be.
He
in
asked
there with
for
him.
Advice last night. How about that?
This could be a disaster.
And as the kind
Pony
man that I am,
you for advice?
The kind man,
that's news.
The kind man that I am, I gave him just a little because we had to see if he can swim.
We're going to see if
he's going to swim. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of sinking going on over there.
Ponies, it's the more you can
My
do.
My prediction is Donnie
it's
football will be back
the more you can do mentality, right,
Pomp?
The more you can do. Coach Thomas says it. I mean, that's what he says. Pony comes into the room and says, use me. Whatever I can do. I'm a team guy. Use me.
He's been saying that for a while on a lot of different levels.
I just can't wait for Pony to answer the phones.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
You know what's going to happen? He's going to get into a conversation as if he's on the air, and he'll ignore the fact that you guys are actually on the air. You know, so that's how it works. All right, Chris, thanks.
All right, brother.
We'll talk to you next week. That's going
to
do it for our 11 o'clock hour. When we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.